Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Welcome to The Beautiful Nightmare. It's the podcast for when you're flying by the seat of your pants.
Flying by. And it's hosted by Chanel and Tamara. I'm sorry for my voice.
Yeah, can Chanel make it through an episode?
I hope so. You know, it's my own fault. I've been trying to earn some extra coin on those naughty phone lines.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
So you're trying to do pay a sexy bit. And it's gone a bit too sexy and
that
now it's
kind
gone.
Of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Chanel.
Hi.
Don't do that.
No, it's not sexy at all. It's
no,
creepy.
It's quite a nightmare.
I'd make zero money, negative money. They'd be like paying me to shut up. So today we speak to another podcast.
Yes. The Chronic Sisters.
Two funny ladies that we happened to meet. Well, we'll tell you about that in the episode, actually, when we chat to them about how we met. It was pretty it's a funny story.
Mm.
I liked it.
Basically, we're a bunch of sore losers.
And that's what inspired this episode, is to talk about losing in all facets, whether you're a good loser, a sore loser, maybe you're a winner and you win all the time.
Yeah, maybe you're one of these people that just get everything. You win all the raffles and you win every competition on Instagram.
They say it's actually about your mentality. If you feel that you're lucky,
generally
things come to you.
I call bullshit.
I've been trying to do that with car parks, like manifesting the car park right outside of Target. Like I drive up, I'm like, it's going to be there. It's just going to be there. It's going to be there.
Mm.
It's going to be there. As I'm ramming my car into a Commodore. To make it will fit in this
It will fit. There is no way. I have manifested my, you know those home lottery houses? I've pretended I've won them so many times. I've felt them in there. I've even got in the kids' heads to manifest.
That's
about
on your house.
It. Pick your bedroom. Bullshit. Don't win it. Crap.
Manifesting. Oh, it's for suckers.
Hit it. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
The Beautiful Nightmare.
So I was away for the weekend working and Dan was in charge.
Dan's in charge.
At the family home, which usually is pretty good. Anyway.
Sounds like he's a butler. He's like the head butler.
He is head butler.
You're in charge, like on Downton Abbey.
You're in charge.
You're in charge of the family home. Keep it running slick while I'm away.
Slick. Yeah, exactly. Yes. And I better come. I'm going to be like the typical, you know, the old age man that would walk in, put my suitcase down and go, my dinner better be on the table. Where is everything better be clean? Yeah. Kids must be playing quietly in a corner. Not too much noise. Volume down.
Yes.
It's like how to be
seen
a good,
and not heard. And then Maggie Smith comes from, pops out of a corner.
Yes.
Or a wardrobe.
Granny.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah. granny. Yeah. So Dan is wearing a pinny and it suits him and he's got a beautiful pie that he's made. None of that happened. Anyway, I came home and he proceeded to tell me the list of things that he's done. So we've applauded Dan
Good
on being
Dan.
A great house husband.
Good man. Nice pinny.
Nice pinny. So afterwards, I've gone into the bedroom. He stripped the bed.
Yeah.
He's washing the sheets. And I said to him, oh, thanks for doing that. He goes, yeah. I know how you like to come home to fresh new sheets after being away for work. You want to, like, you know, zone in and have nice sleep.
You love your French linen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vintage.
Oh, sorry. So does that mean someone else has slept in it?
Yes, totally. Yeah. Some smelly old lady from the 18th century.
From the secondhand shop. Yeah. They're calling it
came from Adairs. It was 40% off with the linen lovers. Anyway, don't know how vintage that is, but let's go with it. So he's washed the sheets. He's walked off thinking, I'm wonderful. No other comment to be made. Later on, we're about to get into bed and he's looked at the dog and he's gone, you have to sleep down here tonight, sweetheart. Sorry about that. And I've gone, sorry, what? And he's gone, oh, nothing. And I've gone, no, you just said sorry that you're not on the bed. Now, I don't let the dog on the bed.
No.
Because she's an older girl and accidents have happened before.
Oh.
And when I say accidents, I mean a dribble, but that's enough for me to send me to another planet.
Not
I can't cope.
No, you don't even let tea on the bed, so let alone dog dribble.
Yeah, there's.
Or a bit of diarrhea left over on the butt, you know, when they have that remnants.
Oh,
our cat does that. And I'm like,
I cannot cope. Yeah. So, love her. I've got the creme de la creme of dog beds there for her. She's got a lamb's wool.
She doesn't want it.
No, she does. She does she like it. Yes, because she has to love it. And Dan's obsessed with the dog, so he's got her up. But he's thought, I'm washing the sheets and Shem will have no idea that the dog's been on the bed.
Yeah, there'll be no hairs.
No, well, she's a spoodle, so there is no hair anyway.
Well, there's no hairs.
No, but she just needs to – she's fallen off the bed before. I've woken up in the middle of the night and there's been a kapoof. And the dog's fallen off the bed.
That's hilarious.
It's best for her to be on her lums. Well
the
done.
The non-allergenic dog.
Hypoallergenic. Anyway, the fact of the matter is he's a little bugger because he's told me he's washed the sheets to be all nice for me, but what he's done is disguised that he's been spooning the dog the whole time I've been away.
Lucky that's all he's been doing.
Yeah, I just picture Ron Burgundy where they have matching PJs and the dog's got a retainer.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he
strokes her ears. Good night, sweetheart.
Sick little spooner.
Oh, he loves her and she loves him.
What happens in the morning when Dan wakes up, if you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the dog's there in front. Awkward. Charlie's got an interesting, wake-up call.
Charlie loves him. She will. It must be an alpha thing, but she will hump his leg occasionally. She never humped mine. I must not be attractive enough to her.
Maybe Dan's got a hairy leg.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Maybe. He's got a normal mannish leg.
Yeah, maybe he does. He's got a bit more meat on it. He's just, getting into it.
Yeah.
Hyperallergenic.
She must be. Yeah, that's her. She loves him. She loves me too, but loves Dan.
Yeah, loves Dan. So this is what happened and you found out. What did you say to Dan?
I just said, how dare you? And he said, she was on your pillow as well.
Oh.
I said, for God's sake, I said, get a grip of yourself. You don't need the dog to keep you company.
You do not.
Oh.
No.
Woke up the other morning when the thunder had happened.
Oh, that was terrible.
And he goes, don't get mad. I went, what? And he goes, she was scared. And he's hugging her. I said, good.
Were you too tired?
Good God.
Roll over.
Everyone was affected by the storm bar me. I love a good storm. I slept through the whole thing.
Oh, it's cozy. I like storms
cozy.
Too. What I don't like is our German shepherd in the bed either. Yes.
No, he's massive. He's about six times Charlie's size.
I think Kai would have Teddy sleep on the bed if I went there because he's tried to – he can sleep on the floor in the bedroom.
He's huge.
And I'm like, no. He's pulled up our carpet. We have a rug. He's pulled the thread up. Because he's chewing the thread off that. I'm like, and now the rug's gross, clearly. I have to chuck the damn rug because it's a white rug. And Kai thinks the dog's sleeping on it, it's okay.
Holy shit.
Like, Kai.
The world of white rugs. What are we fucking doing?
I know. So he sleeps in the garage now. Great. And but Teddy loves it. It's nice
it's
and cool
den.
In there.
Good.
Yeah, he likes it. So,
good.
Anyway. Dogs on beds. Bow, bow.
And every listener's out there's going, I've got my doggy on my bed.
I know.
I've got my cat on my bed too and I love it.
Yeah. That's okay. You do you. And you love that. Oh, it's not a dog. It's a cat.
That sounded like something you'd stepped on.
Oh, no. The Beautiful Nightmare. On to our episode, Chanel, talking about sore losers with the lovely Sian and Jess.
Oh, yes, we couldn't do this alone. We had to bring in two more sore losers to talk about.
We have a little
losing
loser club.
Four losers, done.
Sorry, last time I did it, my face didn't work, so I had to reboot it, but we're here.
Reboot your face or the computer?
Everything.
My face did not work. I needed to restart, go and have something done and then come back on. We were just talking about you, Jess, and about how Sian was saying, is she in the damn kitchen?
No, that's Duncan, babe. That's very noisy.
Oh, that's your.
He's fucking scraping egg off the pan to give to the dog.
I was going
to
say,
okay.
Is it an egg?
Babe.
Relax.
Babe.
We need to relax. Hey, relax. Anyway, relax. What were you talking to me about? About me?
Talking about you.
How technically inept you were.
How you, with technology, you're not so great at it, but boy, can you work that shit in the hospital.
Yeah, you keep people alive with machines, but forget Zoom.
Yeah. Hey, Sian, you're so proud of me. I'm like 2 minutes late and it's working for the first time in my whole life. I was having a panic. I said to Duncan, I was like, oh, you might need to, we might need to do a practice run. Like, why aren't we doing this through Messenger? I'm stressed. Anyway, I'm here. She's on.
I told you. I wasn't lying.
We got it. We're here.
Oh, that is amazing.
That's great. I love it. Love
I just felt left out.
No, it's okay,
so
good.
Weird.
It looks brilliant. Good.
Very it was too small. Look, it's not. You can't see it, so I put it on a box.
That's what I do. That's what I do with Chanel quite often. She's too small.
I get put her in a box. In a box, out the box, on the box.
Well, thank you for being on The Beautiful Nightmare with us. I thought we could maybe backtrack as to how we all came to be a couple of weeks back.
Yes.
Oh.
So we thought we'd bring in two more sore losers.
Yeah. I think it was Beautiful Losers or Best Losers.
We were all drunk and you guys were just in silly mode, so.
Who knows? The champagne took over for you two. Look, we met
well and truly.
Bravely. Thank God we met you is the only saving grace. I don't know why I'm leaning into the mic like it's real.
I noticed that.
You see me? I was like, hey. Sorry, everybody. We met in the audience of the Australian Podcast Awards, and we built the bridge because we were all dressed in not smart casual.
Can I hang on a minute? Can we talk about the word smart casual at an awards night? What the fuck does that mean?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Awards also, and smart casual, not in the same sentence, please.
No. And also it is like a national award ceremony. In the same email as smart casual, it was walk the red carpet. So are you doing that in jeans and a tee? I'm not.
Exactly. We'd like to wear a nice dress.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. It's a yearly event. I'm going to put some spruce into it. And do you know what we have to, because Jess and I, with the Chronic Sisters, which is our podcast, we had never been before. We'd never entered. This was a whole shebang. We were like, oh, we've made it. So we were like, yeah, okay, we need to do some research as to what the aesthetic is like from the previous years.
We did that. We were looking at pictures.
Yeah, tagged photos.
The scale of what was acceptable was wild. Yeah. Why was there a dad at a barbecue vibe with a t-shirt, jeans and runners versus like an off-the-shoulder high-end dress?
Yes.
Why was that in the same event?
I don't know. It's podcasters. We're from so many different places.
That's exactly
right.
We're
an eclectic group, clearly.
Hence the dad barbecue vibes versus glitz and glamour.
Yeah.
Glitterball.
And face for radio, as they say.
Yeah, shit. People were really staying true to that name. But when I went to the toilet and that lady just put her hand down my dress, remember? And she just looked at the tag.
Yeah.
Like, oh. And she was like, I'm going to buy this right now. And I'm like, are you just buying that because I'm the only one actually in a nice dress in this bathroom? Like,
if I was the hand down, which one would you flip over? Are we going down?
Not too far down, just past the bra strap kind of down.
That's down. Like,
that's pretty down, doll.
Yeah.
That is downtown.
It was pretty down, wasn't it?
Yeah. Was it downtown?
It was weird.
It was my bum crack. It was.
And then after that, I made it more awkward because she was already there. that she asked about the front if it was supportive because it was that low plunge neck.
And she then put I just her said, hand down the front.
Yeah. Or I kind of, I let her. I was like, well, it's got boning. Do you want to feel? Feel this.
You kept going.
I kept going. I made it worse. Oh, well.
That's brilliant. Or Jeff.
But we also, where you two were sat, there were two seats next to you. And for some reason, there was some kind of spotlight on those chairs. And I said, Tamara, we need to sit there. And when we discovered that both of you were up for an award and both of us were up for an award, we could film each other. So
yeah.
That was the idea. So we'd start chatting. We opened the conversation with, well, this isn't very smart casual, is it? You obviously ignored the memo as well.
Thank God.
Yes. We connected. We connected on smart casual and the point that none of us knew what that meant. But then there was the idea of we already assumed we were winning and so did you because we thought, well, we're going to back ourselves because that's how winners work. They back themselves. They commit to it. They've manifested.
Visualize.
They visualize this whole fucking thing. And I've even said, can you hold my phone and film the whole thing?
I was on. I took my role so seriously. I was there.
We were first. Our category was first, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I also did the double. So I was recording on my phone and I was like, this is going to be great for the reel. Like, do you know what I mean? Like I was already thinking of what it's going to look like at the end. I'm like behind the scenes, you know, like I'm going to get them from the side
two angles.
Yeah. Just so
camera
professional.
One, camera two.
Exactly. Flick between. Oh, I could see it now. But the disappointment, what do you do when you don't win?
You keep filming
and go,
Do you keep filming? Yes. When do you stop? At some point, I just kept going. And then I thought maybe they want to get their faces looking sad. You never know. You could turn that into something funny. But then I went, no. And then I pressed stop. So there's probably a very weird video that you may or may have not looked at on your phone.
It comes to my face and I'm like, and then it just cuts out.
Oh, I just had more of a what the fuck kind of face.
Yeah. I was like, I'm unsure.
What was your reaction when you found out you lost out of?
So this is where we're going to start the sore losers.
What I want to know.
So straight away we think we're winners. Yep. We've manifested that we are, in fact. We've told each other. We've told ourselves. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you don't get called out.
I was mad. I was so mad because when I saw the winners of our category, so Sian and I were up for education. When I saw the winners, there was a whole fucking team of them. There was like 900 people and they were their own network. I was like, how do you count? You are big people. What about the little fish? No one cared for the little fish. And then I just felt like us four, well, you know, those like naughty school kids at the back of an assembly. That was the vibe we were giving.
This is the thing. You turn ratty. You turn a bit rebellious. Yeah. You get shitted off. You go, well,
and you know, you kept looking at me like, what are we doing here? What is this? And I couldn't look at you because then I was laughing more. And then Tamara was like, why are we here? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Why are we in plastic chairs with no entertainment sitting in a school assembly and you're not even allowed to make an acceptance speech, which I'm glad because I don't want to hear about the winners anyway.
My mouth was all dry, really dry.
And someone ate their acceptance speech. They went. Shoved it down there.
Yeah.
Sian, what was your first?
My reaction was, I fucking knew it. Because we had this conversation beforehand, right? And this is when we thought we were actually going to an awards night rather than an assembly. We were like, should we write a speech? Like, should we? And I was like, no, Jess, because then we'll get excited and we'll think we're going to win. Mm. And I'm just not letting myself go there. The day before we left, we were all having lunch because Jess flew down to Adelaide to hang out before we came to Sydney. So it was my partner, Zach, and Jess and I, and we were chatting about the event. And this is when I learned that there was going to be a red carpet, entertainment, the whole shebang. I was like, oh, shit, maybe we should write a speech just in case, you know, like just in case. And then our trip was horrendous, basically. We had a great time.
So, okay, sore losers, pause for a minute.
Pause.
Let's go into your hotel room. You've booked yourself into the Sofitel, beautiful hotel. You're really trying to get that winner vibe.
Fun weekend away with your friend.
What happened?
Yeah. We literally, even choosing the hotel, Sian and I were like, do we just stay at like one that's $50, $60, $70 cheaper next door? Or do we go the full experience? Stay where the awards are. Lap it up. Be a part of it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yeah. Sean was like, we shouldn't. And then one day I was at work, she just sent me a receipt and she was like, oops, YOLO. Worst decision we ever made.
She'd booked it.
Yeah, look, I should have gone with my gut and gone for the cheaper option. So, look.
So what happened in the hotel room with the steamer?
Oh, Jesus. You're lucky I'm here is what we're saying. So basically, long story short, borrowed a steamer and I regretted that decision immediately because it electrocuted me and exploded in my hand. Now.
Not funny now. Let's just say it was not funny at the time.
It was it's funny now. And do you know what? I mean, look, it was a tale of the event.
But you also set your PJs on fire.
I set my favourite PJs on fire.
They're not the peach set. Linen.
Not the peach linen. My favourite. So I was really bummed about that. I didn't give two shits about my hand. I've got another one of those, but I do not have another set of those pyjamas. Anyway, I digress. Yeah, nearly died. Smoke went everywhere. The alarms didn't go off, whatever. But if I had died, I'd probably still be there because no one answered the phone. We were on the phone for what seemed like a lifetime.
It was at least 20 minutes.
It was wild. We had to call the bus boys. We were like, hello, suitcase people that bring them up to the room. Does anyone work here? Because
emergency.
This is the other funny thing, I think. You both rang your mothers. One's in Perth, one's in Adelaide. No, they're both in Perth.
How old are they?
They're both in Perth.
Their damn mothers. Always there.
Yeah. And then mum sorted it out from Perth.
Mums went wild.
Mums went bananas. Oh, my God. And you had chocolate sent up and no remuneration for your pyjamas.
No.
They linked up. They wrote a complaint letter. They called the bloody four different people. Like, you need to speak to this lady. I'll speak to this lady. They were crazy.
I've added her on LinkedIn.
Can I just say, Sean, if you were blokes, so they sent chocolates up as a, oh, we're sorry, as a sympathy or look.
Sorry you got electrocuted, doll.
If you were blokes and you'd been electrocuted, do you think they'd be sending chocolates up for the next couple of nights? I just wonder. No. I don't think
it's definitely a bevy.
You reckon?
Well, yeah. I think it probably would have been a bevy, but Sean's mum was like, Sean doesn't drink and Jess is a celiac and you have to bring up something they can have.
Yeah.
But it was because our mums had told them to bring up the chocolates that it didn't even feel genuine. I was like, this is from my mum.
This is because our mums are at you. This isn't like an actual gesture. But the gesture that they did do was say, do we want another steamer? And I said, no, thank you. I will use another.
You see what happened the first time. Did you?
Yeah, I don't trust your shit. No, thank you.
I can just picture your mum's going mental and then requesting a FaceTime, demanding so that she can, both of them can look down the barrel, maybe a joint Zoom call so they can stare the fuck out for sending a steamer.
They were scared of our parents.
Yeah, they're offering another steamer while the bedside lights are flickering. And I was like, I just don't think it's a steamer problem. I think it's the whole room. I'd say like, strobing in the corner. They're like, oh, yes. Yep. So do you want a new room? I was like, well, probably, yeah, safest maybe. Yeah. You'd think they'd upgrade us? No, they moved us to the construction site with Jack and his hammer that started going at 5 a.m.
Well, you know
what? It was terrible.
No.
Not ideal, but Tamara in charge of booking our room and she booked it above a pub with bathroom facilities. With a bunch of people staying in Sydney backpackers, I went, great.
Look, I didn't really see the bit about the communal bathrooms.
She didn't
but how did you two get ready for the night?
No. It was, listen, hello. Okay, it was Airbnb. So it was not like a staying above a pub. It wasn't until we were literally leaving, I realised these lovely rooms, which they were quite nice rooms, were above a pub.
With a bathroom in there.
As we were leaving, I thought I'd wait to the last minute to tell Chanel about that. So I was like, oh, P.S., it's above a pub. Okay, let's go. Get on the plane.
Get in the plane.
And then we get there and I was like, also, I think there may be communal toilets.
I think. She freaking knows. She just didn't want to break it to me softly. So we're doing like at midnight when we got back and were half cut, I got a bit scared thinking that Wolf Creek would have been staying there as well. So I was like, you check the corner, you check. I'll run to the bathroom, run back.
We saw nobody. It was completely fine.
The fan wasn't working in our room. We were putting our makeup on and it was running off.
Yeah.
It was
great. We all looked stunning.
Fabulous.
But the pre-drinks was in a sauna anyway. So any makeup we'd applied was off within half an hour.
Within seconds. So I want to go back to sitting there, this moment where we both realised when you're a sore loser, because as humans, but we can speak specifically to women, you go through a bunch of stages, don't you? So there's a stage where you're thinking you're going to win and then you don't, because we're all taught to manifest and to really, you know, set ourselves up for this. So we put ourselves in this winner category and then we epically fail in front of ourselves. It's almost an out-of-body experience. And I'm mouthing the word gutted to Tamara, gutted, gutted,
gutted,
like this.
Gutted.
And she's patting my leg and I'm going, what? And then
I've moved on already. 2 minutes. I'm like, next thing. I've taught myself very well. Disappointment lasts like a millisecond. And then I'm like, and what's next for us? We're out of here. Get pissed. Then what happens? Bigger and better thing.
Yep. So what happened was we walked out and we thought we'd get drunk.
Yay. With our new friend.
Amen. We walked out to what we thought was the after party as per our tickets. We are going to the after party.
Yeah.
Sorry? Where was the after party? Back in the hot box.
Back in your room with the blown up steamer and the machine for jumps.
We could have done that, taken a few bottles.
It would have been more ambiance, that's for sure.
I then get this thing about you should go up to the person that won and congratulate them. That would be noble, Chanel, whereas Tamara's zero fucks given. She's like, it's all good. We're having a good night. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I've gone up to him and said, look, well done. Congratulations. He's also won it 3 years prior. So I was like, you've had enough of your win. With plural.
Can they not cap that? Like, I'm just saying.
And he said, do you want to see the trophy? And I went, what am I going to say? No. I had to. Yeah. So I said, yes, please. So he handed me resembling a tombstone and he showed me and then said, do you want a picture with it? And I was like,
I can't.
Yes. So Tamara went, yep, okay. So we stood there and took a picture with it but covered his name as if we won. Isn't that going to have him
absolutely
in the photo?
But he took the photo. So Ben Illick, if you're out there, can you send us that photo?
Yes.
I really want that photo.
Oh, it's on
lovely,
his
lovely
phone.
Bloke, mind
it's
you.
It's on his
but
phone.
I, but
they're lovely.
Help but be sad. Even is it easier? Did we want him to be an asshole?
Yes.
Or
he was lovely.
He was gorgeous. So that's the problem.
Yeah. You want them to be
so you could go, well,
did you meet the winning category?
Well, we didn't meet them, but they were sitting right in front of us. So we could see them.
That's awkward,
and they were quite obnoxious when they won because they won every fucking category.
They won so much.
And then they won again and then have another one. Like, share the fucking love. It was rude.
Has no animosity whatsoever. She's over it, clearly.
Over it. Don't even mind.
Don't even care.
I think we were talking about it, you know, us four gal pals. We were talking about when we got into the finals, getting to the top five out of 500 was a huge achievement.
Yes.
And then you don't sit in that achievement for long because you're like, okay, let's win.
No, that's exactly right.
When in actual fact, getting to that point is huge. And we kind of just lose the point of celebration because we're constantly striving. Like you said, Tamara, like, okay, what's next? What's next? Forget about it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
It's disappointing, but then it gives you the opportunity to sit back and go, okay, we actually got here. And that's really cool. But then is that just scraping the barrel for happiness? You know what I mean? Like double-edged sword.
Yeah, I agree with, I know what you're saying. It's that whole thing. I get why ridiculously famous celebrities have won 10 Oscars and you know, you got your Leonardo DiCaprio's. You once you have that thing, okay, that was okay, but it wasn't this thing. I haven't won 10 Oscars. I haven't won 15. Like it never ends. We're never satiated. It's just, it keeps going. And I think it's important to have those goals, but I think
you can't attach yourself to them. That's the thing.
That's right. And you can let them go. Like, I have the goal. Great. Let it go. And then, like you said, enjoy the process. Go be grateful for the moment you're in. This is awesome.
But we're human too, aren't we?
Yeah.
So we have these emotions and we have these kind of times of sitting there. And I was doing a bunch of self-talk. So I didn't realize that all those people won those things because I probably wasn't listening. My mind was going elsewhere. I was looking at what's that? Oh, that over there. Oh, that's nice. Or they should have vacuumed the carpet over there. There's a mess. Someone's dropped a biscuit. Things like that. That's where my mind was. I was like the fairies. See ya. But that's the thing. Yeah. I remember feeling a bit sorry for myself. And then I was like, nah, it's okay. Like, I'm not attaching to it. So this is the thing, I think. We go in waves. So we have this moment where we've lost and we didn't win the thing. Then we go back and go, but we were nominated and that's fantastic achievement, which it is. But then we feel sorry for ourselves again. Then we're thinking of going in waves. So sometimes once we get good with it in our mind, something will trigger us and bring us back. Like when the lovely James told us if I wanted a photo with his trophy and his name on it, I was all sad because that wasn't me with my name on it. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I mean. We're human and we tell each other these things quite a bit about we should. And everyone's been so supportive and it's great and wonderful, but we are allowed to feel crap for a moment.
Of course.
Because I think it's natural to feel cucka.
Do you know what adds to the cucka? Is all the people that you told you were going and they're super excited and they...
And they were sure you were going to win. You got to let them all down.
More than you were.
They manifested it too.
Yeah,
they were invested.
We knew you were going to win.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we love you guys. And, you know, because they're biased because they do know us and they love us. But then you've got to, like, tell them that you didn't win.
Okay.
And it's like... You know what I mean? Like you're repeating that trauma.
The face of people.
And then it's awkward.
They go into damage control.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm wondering if they think you're worse off than what you are. Because while often you've had time to process it, I think, and they're going, are you okay? Oh, my God. And they're pitying you and you're like, I'm good.
I'm over it. I'm over it. Yeah.
Move on. Let's just not talk about it, please.
I had a text message from my friend's husband who was in the school car park. We'd pulled up to the car park together and he wrote me a message and said, are you disappointed you didn't win? I was like, I hit my head on the steering wheel. I went over there. I said, no, I'm actually fine. Because at that point, Tamara and I had moved on. We'd had a crappy night. We got really maggot on cheap champagne with a disgusting hangover the next day.
Yeah.
We were
How are your heads?
Well, I think because we stuck to just the champagne, don't you think? It was probably the travel and everything combined with adrenaline, combined with some champagne. We were, more fuzzy, ridiculously tired as opposed to wanting to throw up on the way back, which was great.
That's better for beneficial. A plane.
Yeah. So, and you know,
we were drinking room temperature soft drinks.
I know.
And lukewarm orange juice with no ice.
And there's only so much of that you can drink. There's only so much.
Yeah.
It's just no good. Can I go back to the people feeling sorry for you?
Yeah.
Feeling overly sorry for you when you've moved on. So we're fine. I'm fine with this. My hubby Dan has gone and told my two kids, Summer and Ollie, 7 and 5, that Mum didn't win. He sent me a text message back saying the kids are devastated for you. He showed me this video when I got home. Let me play you this.
Ollie, come on, it's okay, mate. What's wrong? What's wrong?
I just wanted Mum to win.
It's all right, I know. It's lovely that you wanted her to win, but just being there was important. Wasn't it? We're proud of Mum for that. Pardon, Summer? It is important, darling. And she did very well getting there. Okay?
Bless. That's my family. God. They're Devo. And I'm like, I'm actually okay. Someone's like,
okay,
to win. Tamara's daughter was putting like wanted posters in the window to say, Mummy, come home.
Yeah, Mummy, come home.
But that's the thing. Oh. They were just devastated. But I wasn't that fussed. I was all right.
Yeah, it's everyone around. They invest a lot, don't they? I think. And which is lovely. And I think we need to remember that there were so many people rooting for us. Oh, who cares? No, it was embarrassing. Let's face it.
Yeah, look.
Shut up, Tamara.
Shut up. It was disgusting. I hated every minute.
Oh, but we, you know, we did have a lot of fun and we did get to meet these beautiful ladies out of it. And, you know, that was something. That is a win in my book. Win-win.
Hey.
It was definitely the highlight. That is
double
for sure.
Win. But I wanted to ask you ladies about, you mentioned leading up, so prior to the event, how you had felt, and Sian, you'd said that just before as well, that imposter syndrome, like, are we really nominated out of how many people? Like there must only be 2 people in our category and they were scraping the barrel and, you know, we're not that great. Did they make a mistake? Like the fact that you guys were kind of having those thoughts and spiraling is really interesting. Yeah, and I think a lot of people relate to that, whether you're going to a rewards night or you're, you know, you've been selected for something. And
imposter syndrome, it's a bitch of a thing.
Yeah.
It is. I still did feel it, even though we didn't win, I still felt it because you were in the network stage afterwards and people would be like, so who's your producer? Who does your editing? Who does your marketing? And I'm like, oh, just us two. And then one guy, he was a part of the, he was, I think, the producer or the editor from the guys that won your category.
Yes, yes.
And he was talking to us. I forgot his name now. He was lovely. Anyway, he was talking to Sian and I, and he goes, so how do you two record? And we were like, GarageBand. And he was like, that is hands down the best thing I've heard all night. Like, you deserve to win purely because you use GarageBand.
Yes.
And it was just this whole imposter syndrome the whole time. They're like, so what do you do? Is this full time? We're like, no, we're nurses. We're full time nurses. This is just a little laugh on the side. And people be like, how did you get here? I don't know. I don't know.
You know what? The funny thing is, then you're really rooting for yourself, going, I'm the underdog. I could take this out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, imagine.
They make movies about
that. What a story. What a story. The underdog comes through with GarageBand.
But you know what? It's funny how you have that perspective, because I would have the opposite, whereas I'd go, you're doing it on the side. You're doing it in some program that's not necessarily the bee's knees of the audio world, and you still made it to the damn podcast awards and you were nominated. So that's, you know, that should be amazing. Like, didn't even really have to try, and look where I am.
You had
to spend millions on audio stuff, and funniest thing I've heard all night.
That on your free software, huh? Yeah.
We don't need this. We're just here for fun, you know, darling. It's a hobby.
Which is, it's my hobby.
It's a hobby, darling. You may crochet, I do this, you know? No, it was, I think even when we were there, like, we saw people we were, that we recognized. But then also we were talking to one of the like founders of this podcast website, Cherry, who was amazing, but she was like, oh, you know, such and such is here, and Jess and I are standing there like, uh-huh, and then, you know, such and such, he did this, I'm like, yeah,
and she's okay. Like, you don't know anyone, do you? More like,
no, got no idea who those people you are talking to. So we kind of felt a little bit out of our depth in that it's not our world. We felt like absolute imposters being there, in that we don't do this,
even so much so that the steamer wanted to burn you and blow you up.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have been.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
You. But you were like, I just got my PJs. You won't beat me.
Exactly. Isn't that embarrassing? Nearly 30 plus and nearly 30 had to get mums to come in and be like, oi. Jess and I were just embarrassed by the whole thing.
We were so, we don't do confrontation at all. Like, it's just not a thing. And then even during the school assembly part, where we're sitting in the school assembly, like our mum's
into awards night.
Awards night, sorry.
Yeah, awards night, sorry.
How'd you go? How'd you go? What did you come? How'd you go? I'm like, oh my God. Sorry, mum. Nothing. I didn't even get a participation award. Fuck.
Oh, okay.
They canned. Why do they can silver and bronze? I still don't know what I came. I want to know.
We didn't come at all.
Ain't that the
very
truth?
Anti-climax. So I was texting my mum. Well, it's probably one of the things, again, why I didn't listen to a lot of what was going on. And then my mum has got on the defence bandwagon because she's so upset for me and for Tamara that we didn't win, even though we were okay at this point. My mum's writing, it's rigged. It's rigged.
Yeah.
Like this.
That was Sian's mum. Sian's mum. It's rigged. The whole thing's rigged.
Well, then she, you should have won. Rigged.
Yeah.
You're the best. Like this. And it was thanks, just mum. So funny.
Oh, thanks,
so I'm
mum.
There going, oh.
Mum, clearly I'm not the best. I was not voted.
Literally.
It's Tamara's fault. It's Tamara's. That's why you lost it.
But it was just funny. Mum was
no
straight on the mama bear defending her cub.
Absolutely.
That kind of thing.
And we can only hope we'll be like that with our children. You know,
I would be.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, we will be.
You are already.
But the question is, are you a sore loser, ladies? Would you consider yourself a sore loser?
At the time, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Today, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't think that by how we're talking about it, but we are over it. Like, you know, it was a time in space and we had a blast, you know, as chaotic as the trip was and as every red flag that had told us you shouldn't be here, we had a good time and we got to spend some time together. And, you know, the next thing, like you said, we're on to the next thing. By being the next thing, it's just getting through the end of the year, really.
That's right.
And getting on with it. And, you know, Jess and I, we are nurses by trade. You just roll your sleeves up and you get on with it.
Mm.
And we also live with a lot of chronic illness and invisible disability, and you just got to roll your sleeves up and get on with it. Like,
yeah,
we're used to things not happening or for things to be disappointing. And unfortunately, we're well practiced at picking ourselves back up again. And this wasn't a major event in our lives. Like, yes, no, it was fun. Yes, it was great. But no one fucking died. Although I did try at some point with the steamer.
Sure.
You know, no, it was fine.
Exactly.
It wasn't the worst thing to have happened to us. So, you know, and we got great friends out of it. Like, we got met you guys. We met Chantel Otten, like, who is Jess's, like, idol.
Yeah, wow.
Love her. And love the her. Other girls too, BB and Coco.
Yes.
Yeah,
and Coco.
Shout out to those ladies. Yeah. Oh, well, lovelies. Thank you so much for having a chat to us about being sore losers, which we all are not, I would say.
Oh, I think we're not. To some degree, when you don't win the bloody school raffle.
We'd still be going on about it.
Or the something. Now. You've got to have a
we
bit.
We just spoke about it.
Things, but we're
for like the whole podcast.
Okay, that's a good point.
I think we'll always be a sore loser underneath.
Mm. Where can we listen to the Chronic Sisters podcast?
Well, you can listen to us anywhere you get your podcasts in your ear holes. So, I don't know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your platform, you can find us, the Chronic Sisters podcast. Everywhere, we're everywhere. And our Insta pretty much has everything, but we've got a Facebook and a little link tree and all of the things. Yeah, excited for what's to come with the next year. Hopefully some more merch, some more community events. That's the plan for us.
It's brilliant podcast too. We have, we've had a listen, and these girls are very, very candid about everything.
Yes.
Like you said, nothing is too much information.
No.
I think you make a lot of people that, you know, suffer from chronic illness, or at least know someone that does, feel very heard through humour as well, which is great. So good on you, ladies.
Yeah.
Making the hard chats a little easier. Yeah. That's the whole aim.
Love it. Mm. Thank you, lovelies, for being on The Beautiful Nightmare.
Thanks for having us. It's been so nice.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow, you can really make a podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.